has opened my eye, and I will never sleep again. You kicked and cried like a bully child. Grown man of 25. Oh, he said he'd cure your ills, but he didn't and he never will. I'm here with Ryan, I'm with my girlfriend Becca, and we're gonna play a couple few songs for you. Oh, okay. Let's do it again. We'll keep that intro though. I forgot. We're good. Let's get it. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Okay. I have to find out what fucking episode we are. That's usually what I have to do. First thing on air. All right, so this is episode 68 of River City Sounds. I am Cole, by myself today. Through no fault of her own, Chloe is unavailable today. But we have with us our first episode of the year. Hey, Vance. Would you like to come around the room and introduce yourselves? What you do in the band?
Yes. So I'm Havens. I'm Micah. I sing, produce, pretty much do everything. On my right, I have Ryan, aka Northbloom, who's helping me with sound and, you know, just friendly support. And then
I'm North Bloom.
And then we have my friend Vaughn over here. He play bass.
Sup? I'm from Instagram. I play bass.
Yeah.
Did you say I was moral support?
Friendly support.
You do some support. It's like Mal from the Beatles. Tea and sympathy.
I'm definitely moral support.
Yeah.
Moral support.
I stare at him and
one of those muses. You need to look at him for inspiration.
Yeah.
I'm basically the reason you started making music.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't even know you then, but in my gut, I knew it.
So we'll get to that here in a second. But Micah, hey Vance, you were here before with Hippie Love Party. I think last June or so it was.
Yes.
This is your side project, if you will. So how did this project start? How did you get together?
Well,
even if it's just by yourself.
Yeah. So, Havens is me, pretty much. It's just like a artist name. I started recording music, writing music when I was maybe 12 or 13, just kind of, you know, at home in bedroom recording with a cheap USB mic. And just over time, you know, built up my home studio and just been writing stuff, even, you know, before HLP. And Ryan, he releases music, and he's from the same area that I am, and he happens to be the brother of my drummer, who couldn't be here today.
Okay.
And he helped me out with backing tracks. And Vaughn, you've kind of just met me, you saw HLP live like once.
Mm-hmm.
And then like followed me or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
He learned the bass part just.
Yeah, he did. He did. He.
I thought we weren't letting them know that part.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna let them know that part. That was
I think it's awesome.
See, that's up to Vaughn.
That proves Vaughn is very.
He literally picked it up immediately.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes, I'm very happy with.
Sign of a good bass player.
Yes.
So what's Hey Vance? What's that mean?
I used to release music under MK Haven, which was. Pretty much, it came from MK, first two initials, Micah, Keith, and then Haven was from the road I grew up near, almost, Lynn Haven Parkway, back in Virginia Beach.
Yes, home familiar with Lynn Haven.
Yes, and it kind of started as that, and when I was MK Haven, maybe like 2018, I wanted to change my Instagram handle. So I just put MK Haven in a free, a not used Instagram name generator, and Havens, the made up word Havens came up.
Another name generator, like Childish
Gambino. Childish Gambino, yes.
Of course. I forget, there was another band. I feel like...
There was somebody. I can't remember who it was.
So what about genre and influences? Because you said you write some for Hippie Love Party as well. Yes. So this is very much different than that.
Yes.
What are some inspirations for this project?
Overall, I feel like John Frusciante is a giant inspiration. He's kind of, I was a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan when I was in middle school, and I found his solo music, and kind of through my adolescence, that he was kind of like that guy that I thought was amazing. He couldn't do wrong as far as, you know, musically. Mm-hmm. And so he's a really big influence on me to this day. Kevin Parker from Tame Impala.
Okay.
There's a lot of different... there's so many.
Well, how about this? Who are you listening to right now?
I'm listening to a little bit of Radiohead. I've been listening to The Garden a lot. Mm. I'm a big fan of The Garden. John Frusciante, of course, Suicide Boys, which is a rap artist, but they are who I love to listen to.
Okay, so the rap artist, not the punk band Suicide Boys.
Yes, rap artist.
Is that who I'm thinking of? Keep talking.
Yeah, Suicide Boys, they got the dollar sign. Yeah, Suicide Boys. But also, I grew up with my grandfather. He passed away back in 2018. But he, growing up, I would always drive around with him, and he would play 106.9.
Yes.
Which is the classic rock station in the 757.
How far does that reach? Did you know if it reaches up here or not?
I don't think it does. I think it changes.
So what?
Once it hits Williamsburg.
Okay. So what I fucked up with is Suicide and the Dead Boys, two bands. Two different bands.
The Dead Boys.
Very close.
Very close.
Sorry.
But but also classic rock. I don't even like to think about it as classic rock. Just music. Mm. That's before my time. Nostalgia is a big influence on me. I love Fleetwood Mac. I love Lindsey Buckingham solo stuff. So
a little more deep dive of Fleetwood Mac and that kind of stuff. Yes. But Vaughn and Ryan, what about you guys? What are you guys listening to right now, or maybe a major influence on what you do?
I really like listening to underground rap. Like, some of it's more like slam poetry, like Billy Woods. He's a big influence on me right now. Rock music or instrumental music, I like mostly just like math rock and prog and shit like that. But I kind of listen to just like anything. I put on the radio, I let things play. What I like, I hit hard on. What I don't like, I hit don't recommend stuff like this. But I can't put a pinpoint on really anything that influences me. I kind of just take in everything and try to express everything out that way.
Okay. Very different from these guys.
Why don't you get a little closer to the mic for me?
Very, very, very different from these guys, but I don't know. Wallace, very up and coming, amazing indie artist. Declan McKenna, amazing Brit rock indie artist. Jeff Rosenstock, awesome. Those are like the three people that are just like everything I do, I look back at them. Wallace, Declan, and Jeff.
Yes. And he showed me some of them in there. Very great. Very good.
Jeff Rosenstock is fucking crazy.
I really love that song that you showed me.
Jeff Rosenstock, man.
And I feel like I could say it for all of us, or maybe just me, but there's a lot of shit that I'm probably not thinking about right now. But there is a lot. Men I Trust.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's where I started.
Men I Trust. Yeah. His bass playing influenced my bass playing influence a little bit. Men I Trust, a lot of indie people, Mac DeMarco,
Dragons. Yeah.
See, that's one of those things where I feel like even though I'm inspired by these artists, quote unquote, like when I'm actually writing something, it'll be something that's kind of left field. It's not really, I consider it inspiration, that sometimes plays more into what you're playing sometimes.
Yeah. I love writing, and I feel like, well, I feel like most musicians love writing, but I think it's really cool to write, and you really like pick out like, oh, I don't know where this sound, like it comes from you. You know what I mean? It's all that stuff together. And I think it's really cool, to just come up with something on the fly, and it's like, I don't know where this could have came from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's just so many different things I've listened to and I've just picked up. There's been songs that I've maybe, subconsciously interpolated just hearing it a couple times, you know what I mean? So,
like, when I started listening to your music, like, that was a completely, like, new thing to me. Like, I'm being honest, like, the first time I listened to your music, I couldn't really relate it to anything that I, like, it felt very much you and your own thing. I don't know where you got it from, but that, like, that music, it's havens to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, that's a really good compliment. Especially with my drummer and my project, it was kind of a similar thing. It's really nice to have, like, your members, people who become your members, start off as fans almost, like an underground way.
And that's something that I'm big on, because because havens is, it's still kind of like new. I only started going by havens maybe a year ago, and I haven't released as much music and as frequently as when I did before the name change. So when I went from my other name to havens, there was kind of a drop of how many people I was around, because the groups changed.
And you also said it was a stylistic change. You did more rap as well.
Yes.
And more
so, total. Yeah. So I it's weird because, you know, kind of build it from the ground up once again, mm-hmm. and you know, I wanted to get people that were genuine. I wanted to work with people that are genuine, and you know, in Von's case, it was kind of just like, you know, he's a dude that saw my show once. I don't remember meeting him, but I knew him from Instagram, yeah. and you know, there's definitely there's a part of it is like we have to like the, you know, Ryan. You know, I wouldn't want Ryan to work on my music with me if he's just sitting here like, well, like, well, brother,
yeah,
I wouldn't want Ryan.
Yeah, oh my god, but yeah, I think it's really cool to have people that are genuine friends, and I feel like we're all kind of new friends mm-hmm. still.
Like, yeah, when we were leading up to this, I would come over to your house and we'd just stay up till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Just working on one little
thing. That's cool.
Because, yeah, yeah. So,
did you want to talk about how you guys prepared for this? A little bit behind the scenes?
Yeah. So, Haven started last, maybe, I released my first song or first single under Haven's back in April, and I did not know how to bring it to a live setting. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do more live shows because through HLP and doing shows in different cities, I've seen a lot more. I've experienced a lot more things. I wanted to put that effort with my own stuff. So I, posted on my Instagram, like, hey, is there anyone, you know, willing to join a backing band? Friend Evan, Ryan's brother from Gravel, he reached out to me, and we started practicing with a different bassist for one show last July, I believe. And after that show, it was kind of rocky. We couldn't really figure out, you know, scheduling-wise. Mm. Also, I was dealing with that new feeling of, okay, this is my stuff. Not being in a band, you know what I mean? You're mm-hmm. not being a third, putting in a third of input. It's like, okay, this is my stuff. I'm kind of the director. So there was a little, you know, working out to...
How do I become a boss?
Yeah. Because, you know, I would jam with people and, you know, I also have anxiety. So it's kind of hard to be like, oh, I want it this way. You know what I mean? So what was the question?
Well, I think when we were, like, what we were doing to, like, prepare for, like, this today.
Wow. I went way back.
And yeah. I think especially I like working together on setting, like, this up because, you know, like you said, you're, like, not naturally, like, used to, like, directing all this. And so we were able to sort of communicate everything and then I feel like we sort of, like, direct each other almost.
Yeah.
Like, I'm able to help us stay on track when it, like, comes to, like, setting up the tracks and all that, because I know we get so distracted.
Yeah.
But, like, talk about, like, past week, what we've been doing.
We pretty much, I had him come over, and I asked him if he would, you know, help me with backing tracks, because originally I was just going to program drums and, you know, figure out what I wanted to do, but then he ended up coming over and we ended up just doing it together and, you know, doing the drum tracks, doing synths, doing strings.
Just, like, figuring out just, what happens
And, and he's been a big help, more than a help.
Oh,
he's a complete, like, collaborator. Yeah, but Vaughn, on the other hand, we didn't... give him the, you know, show him the material. He had jammed with me and my drummer a couple times.
Yeah, twice.
And he had a understanding of certain songs, but it wasn't, it was, at that time we were only jamming to, like, if we get a show, we'll know what to do by then. You know, we weren't really grinding out trying to, you know, figure it out. But the last couple of days, we did. And I sent him, you know, when I was with him, I sent him a video of the bass parts, and he picked it up very nicely.
This is sort of like the start, I feel like, almost.
Yeah,
like,
and I noticed that. I noticed that because there's, you know, talking about, like, ego and being, you know, because I, you know, releasing music under a different name and being in a different scene, I had a lot more people around me.
Yeah.
I had a lot more listeners, a lot more streams, all that kind of, I shedded all that off. And it was like starting from the bottom. And I kind of recently came to the, you know, I accepted that because, you know, everywhere needs to start. It's yeah. I'm glad with how it's going so far, though.
This is like the debut of like the trio, I guess, or like the quadruple. I don't know. Evan's not here, unfortunately.
Evan's not here, yeah. But.
Go ahead. Go
yeah.
So are we only missing the one person, the drummer?
Yes.
Okay.
But he's a busy man.
He's a busy man. He has like five other projects.
I'm filling in for him.
He is.
So Ryan, did you play anything before in this project, or is this kind of like your newest input is the programming and whatnot?
So I play like into this project.
Yeah.
I have not necessarily done anything like before this. He mm-hmm. hit me up and like we worked together on my own project actually, and he helps me out with bass guitar, and he's gonna be working on an EP, and so I was like, you know, I love what you're doing. I love his music, and I know he's trying to do the live stuff, and I've actually been working on the live
I actually met you because he at his previous place of work of employment, Urban Outfitters, he threw a show at the Urban Outfitters inside the Urban Outfitters, and it was a really cool environment. It was a really cool show. And he ran all the backing tracks and everything himself. He set it up himself. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's kind
I'm sort of like Haven's sound guy. Like, once we go to do the shows, we'll just be off on the side.
Pretty much. But,
set up the tracks.
That's like a big strength. That's something that a lot of people in our area, I feel like,
don't necessarily
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a couple, but I'm not as close with them as I am Ryan.
Just
so.
The first one you found.
Yeah, it's just them. Nah. But, yeah, it's working out so far. Yeah.
I was about to say, do you feel like going forward you're going to be sticking with a more solidified group, especially since you found people who have been able to do things so successfully with you?
Yes. But it's also, for me, it's I'm fighting, like, the feeling of awkwardness. Because, a lot of time I think about Tame Impala, mm-hmm. where... Kevin Parker, he makes everything.
Yeah.
And then he has his friends from the group Pond, also from Australia, that, you know, fill in on drum and bass and make it a full band so he can perform it live. So it's like, I remember when I first started jamming with Evan, he was under the impression this was an entire band that I was starting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no, like, these are songs I wrote. These are things I'm doing. You know, but I do. I would hope they're comfortable with that. For me, it feels weird because mm-hmm. you know,
like trying to figure out what happens here, what goes next, when should I be playing this?
Yeah,
like that's been a big conversation.
Yeah,
and that's my favorite thing to figure out. Like
one,
going to like actually do a whole set list and then like figuring out when you should be playing the guitar, when the backing track should be doing, when Vaughn should be playing bass, all that.
So we're going to switch gears a little bit here. Do you guys have any other shared... Well, you guys only really have been known each other for not too terribly long. But have you guys discovered anything that you share interest-wise other than music?
Photography,
yeah.
Basically everything vintage and...
Nostalgia. Yeah. Me and Ryan, we both enjoy photography. We enjoy the past.
Style,
100%. The people listening cannot see, but
yes,
Vaughn is currently wearing a lush, very sensational,
semi-shedding,
pink fur,
faux fur.
As I asked them earlier today, I was like, "Oh, you guys fans of the Damned, right?" And like, what? And just like, yeah, Captain Sensible, right? It's the exact shirt on the cover of
Ryan just has amazing style.
Yeah. No, but when we put up the pictures, definitely looked at it and compared to, I think it's Smash It Up EP or whatever it is from the Damned. Like, it's the exact same like fucking jacket.
Right before
from
we left my school. House, we just looked at my closet and were like, all right, you guys want any cool jackets?
Yeah, just, literally. Like, what accessories?
I definitely do have, like, two jackets. Sometimes it's like I want to stand out a little bit. Or if I'm playing by myself.
Be a little bold.
You've got something
to different. Have a stage attire.
I've never wore anything like this. So
you're gonna start.
I definitely I think about like the garden who I love. They're two brothers, and they do like makeup, like either like jester makeup, or they like cross dress, or they just wear random things they think is cool. And I love that, like,
idea. I will warn you to stay away from the specific Captain Sensible look. Stay away from the Kurt Cobain glasses.
Oh yeah, the clown goggles
and the red beret.
The red beret.
Yeah. Red beret. Just those three together, that's Captain Sensible's outfit.
Yeah, he
don't step
he
on got some toes. He's got that.
Was he like the first one to rock the clown goggles?
Those things have been around since like the early 60s.
Yeah,
it was Kurt Cobain who was also like really, I like vintage shit, and he found him in some shop, and then people have been reproducing him since then because he found it in some vintage shop. Yeah. So no, I don't think so. But okay. Good question.
What is Havens gonna start style wise? Havens, if there was like an accessory that oh, that's Havens shit.
Like a Havens themed flight simulator?
Not at all what I was saying.
I'm gonna come out with a Havens themed flight simulator, and no matter what, there's just gonna be Havens playing in the cockpit as you're flying.
I was thinking like piece of clothing.
Oh yeah, I know. I just went with the flight simulator. But okay. I mean, I actually do want to
a flight jacket.
A flight, oh my god, a bomber?
Dude.
Like one of those like school Letterman jackets, that almost one of those.
Just a whole ass like helicopter helmet.
I'm pretty sure like wholesale, those jackets alone are like 120. So yes. Like how much you would have to spend to get that done would be astronomical such.
Yeah,
you'd have to be like, this is my own private jacket.
It would have to be like three in a collection.
So, moving on, one more thing in this kind of, well, a couple more things in this area. What's your favorite snack? So everybody has to answer this.
I have to look at Becca for this. I don't know.
I just thought about it. Milkshakes. That's like my guilty pleasure. I could just any kind of milkshake.
All right, then. Y'all have to answer this then. What is the go-to cookout milkshake?
Cheerwine float. It's not a milkshake, but the Cheerwine float.
I mean, Brianna gets the same thing, so.
Yes.
I've got an unpopular opinion. I will not order a milkshake from cookout. Too thick.
He doesn't like actual milkshakes, is what he's trying to say.
It's ice cream.
Yeah, that's what a milkshake is.
I'm looking at him so different right now. I'm just like giving him the side eye.
Some people are going to fight me, but like, I like mint ice cream.
I like mint too. It's all right.
It's classic.
Some people are like, ew, you like mint?
Brown
doesn't like mint. And I'm like, you're wrong. It doesn't taste like toothpaste. You're just trying to be controversial.
Yeah, some mint stuff.
I think it's related to the people who can't taste cilantro, or the people who think cilantro tastes weird. I think it's that same taste bud, I think. Yeah. It's my own working theory I'm working on.
Some people have something mint, and they're like, ooh, menthol. <It's> like, shut up.
I don't know. When I get a milkshake, I'm driving. I can't spoon a milkshake.
He only eats when he drives.
I gotta be able to sip it.
I don't use a spoon when cookout milkshakes. You just suck until it works.
Your jaw muscles are crazy. That is wild.
That's what makes it so good of a snack, because it's like it lasts so long because you gotta work for it.
All right.
I'm a fast eater.
Can be music, can be TV, whatever it is. What's a guilty pleasure?
Vacation Bible School by Aisha Erotica.
Is that
a book? Is that an album?
That's a song. Okay. No, I guess that's kind of a guilty pleasure. It's a weird song. I'm pretty sure she recorded it on Smule. But
that
song, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and she's talking about doing gross stuff. But guilty pleasure? I don't have many guilty pleasures. I feel like some of the weird stuff, I embrace it. Honestly. I can't even think of stuff off the top of my head. What's like a guilty pleasure, do you think? Yeah, I don't know.
Vaughn, Ryan, anything?
I
radioactive.
No! I listen to the radio, like pop music sometimes. I'm just, catchy melodies are
just... I'm
just
getting the vibe he really likes Imagine Dragons.
I do not.
Imagine Dragons.
He loves it, dude.
I've never listened to Imagine Dragons in my life.
I like the old stuff.
I've never listened to them in my life. Listen, a catchy melody gets me, and that's what I'm all about. And if there's a catchy melody on the radio, I can't...
See you different.
Yeah, I really can't tell if he likes Imagine Dragons or not. I can't.
Why are you lying?
I don't. I'm dead
it's
ass.
It's the part of the guilty pleasure.
On God.
Okay,
Dead ass on God.
You literally just talked to us yesterday how you like their old albums.
Listen, maybe their old albums.
Oh my God.
There we go. We got it.
We got it out of them.
All right, I have one more question before we get back to the outro. What are we watching right now?
You know, it's another a really time. Good show currently. I think it's over now. Atlanta.
Yeah,
Atlanta
it's over.
So it's
there's
so
going to be
good.
A movie in the Atlanta universe.
Really?
Come out. That's what it said. There's going to be a movie in the universe. Exactly. Doesn't mean there's going to be the same characters.
I'm going to see it.
Yeah, but we're all going to fucking see that shit. This shit was dope,
boy,
dude.
Paper boy. All about that paper boy.
You knew about the whole Earl Sweatshirt thing, right?
Yeah.
It's where he like released the whole album like in the episode that you can't get anywhere else or some shit. It's the dude who died and they're all like, what was it?
He like leaves the messages around.
Wait, what was
like,
his name? Blue Blood or something like that? The dude who's trying to find his funeral?
Yeah, it's Blue Blood. He dies and he leaves like messages around in the city. And Paperboy goes around and he finds the messages and he gets to his funeral.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, his funeral's actually been happening for like years. And it's just like, if anyone who listens to his music will find it.
Oh, shit. Is that in the newer season?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one.
Okay.
I'm not.
You just got it all spoiled.
No, it's cool.
It's episodic.
Yeah, like, it's cool. Earl Sweatshirt released like kind of. I don't know what the fuck he did because it's not. I can't find that shit anywhere else. Yeah. It's only on the episode. I've tried to find it. I can't find it.
Yeah,
they show like clips of the episode and like little parts that he did. I can't find the full songs, but maybe it's changed. What are some band goals we have? We have about a year. It's our first show of the year. So what do you want to get done by the end of this year?
Make a million. I mean, I would like to just, you know, focus more on getting things done and putting more action into, you know, saying stuff. So like doing shows, maybe starting the, you know, the whole record label collective thing, start that, release more singles, maybe a EP. But yeah, I'm just, you know.
Is your record label going to include a studio too? Is it going to be like a little combined thing or is it going to be more of a distribution?
Well, maybe like distribution, I was thinking. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to start out with like, friends, you know what I mean, like, because I make all my music just in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
He makes all his music in his bedroom,
sometimes in your bedroom,
sometimes in my bedroom.
sometimes you come home, sometimes.
So it's like I just want it to be like there's a like-minded people with the same, you know, intentions, you know what I mean, working together, and also just to create like art, like my own world with Havens, you know what I mean? Because Havens is me. I see that as, like, if I'm not going by Micah, I go by Havens, you know what I mean? So,
like, I didn't even know your name was Micah.
Yeah.
Until today?
It was either Havens or the guy from Hippie Love Party.
Like, when he just said called you by Micah, I was like, wait, who the fuck is Micah?
Jesus Christ. But, yeah, I would love to just, you know, do some shows, you know, hopefully reach some people that, you know, enjoy my music, you know, get, you know, the live stuff fleshed out and hopefully start to build a nice little brand or a nice little, you know, world within.
Cool.
Yeah.
End of goal is I think we're shooting for like 5 million a month of this. Is there
any upcoming shows or releases any of the three of you will be performing in or want to talk about?
H.O.P. is working on an album.
Okay, fun.
That's cool.
Bloom's working on an EP, but undetermined.
Norbloom's working on an EP. Vaughn's still working on my bass lines. I definitely want to, you know, I want to do an EP eventually, of course, some singles.
Have some TV appearances and, like, some show cameos coming up.
Yeah, a couple trips to Germany.
All right, so where can we follow you guys, music-wise? Where can we find your stuff at?
It's Havens on all streaming platforms. Havens, Havence. On Instagram as well, just the word Havens.
At I'm North Bloom, or just North Bloom everywhere.
Yep.
I'm on Instagram, Vaughn.Smith. I don't really do anything. If you need a bassist in your Chesapeake area, hit me up.
Hell yeah.
Get things fast. I'm pretty good.
Yo, dude, I will vouch.
I will vouch as well.
Picked up the bass lines first time he heard them. Like, he played it, Havens, Micah played it on guitar immediately. He had it. Whole song. It was crazy.
Very nice.
Vaughn Smith next up.
Please follow us, River City Sounds.
Of
course.
On all the platforms, like...
Cool fucking studio here.
Shit, really, yeah, it's cool, it's a very nice living room. On Spotify, on Stitcher, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you follow us at, and please give us 5 stars and a listen and a like and all that stuff. I have been Cole for River City Sounds, episode 58, and we have had with us, now you say it all together.
Havens.
68.
What'd I say?
68.
Did I say something wrong?
You said
58.
68. Almost
69. Almost 69.
Well, that'll be the next
Havens,
one.
First episode of the year. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Hope to have you all back on soon. See some progression.
I didn't ask. Was I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about it at first, but
every time I slipped a shit, I was like,
this one's called Lost Again.
Lost inside, run around inside my head, but still I try, creep and crawl inside my